We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Linda Knudsen. Linda has worked in the fitness industry for 27 years as an instructor, personal trainer, and educator. Linda has over 14 years' experience working with clients who are diagnosed with Parkinson's, hypertension, and are pre-diabetic. She trains cancer survivors one-on-one and in a group setting, helping them build strength, stamina, and confidence to live the life they fought so hard for. She also partners with companies to build a healthier, happier workforce by providing on-site fitness classes and educational presentations. Over the years, Linda has discovered that everyone shares the desire to be healthy, but we don't always feel we have that time, or should take the time, to be physically active. Linda helps remove the barriers or fear factors that prevent people from becoming physically active and healthier. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited for the information that you're going to share for a healthy lifestyle. But first, I saw on your Facebook page that you help people cross the line. What exactly does that mean?
A few years ago, I had a client and we were in the strength training area with the carpet floors, and I wanted to go into the free weight area. And as we were walking, she stopped right at that line and was terrified. I'm not going to go over there. Vin Diesel works there. He works out there. I'm not going to go by Vin Diesel. And her arms are out like, because he had shoulders like a truck. And I said, he's fine. I know exactly who you're talking about. We'll be fine. Step over the line and we can work out there too. So she was terrified. And so people with that fear factor and the mental barriers that that everyone has for working out, we can go wherever we want and be healthy. And so we had a fun time the rest of the day, and she did get to meet Vin Diesel.
Well, not the real Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel. But no, I love that you've given him this individual a name. No, that's a great story, and just alleviating the fears, right? Which is
exactly
what a lot of us have in a lot of different areas. Now, your bio, I read, a healthier, happier workforce sounds great, right? So what exactly does that mean?
A lot of employers, they work on their safety numbers. And so I go into companies and help with stretching classes or movement classes just to get people to move a little more ergonomically correct and be more conscious of how they move. And stress levels, too. If people are at a computer all day, giving them tips, even if they put a timer on their phone, to get up every 45, 50 minutes to move and get away from the computer, refocus their brain, and get re-engaged in whatever the activity is. So healthier, whether it's physically or mentally, healthier and happier and more productive.
Nice. Okay. Which makes sense, right? We move, get the blood flowing a little bit and alleviate some of that stress. And I'm sure employers are happy and employees.
Yes.
Ultimately,
yes.
Should be happier too, right?
Have a lot of fun. Some of the classes are after work, and so they get to blow off some steam when we play classic music, which is not Bach and Beethoven. It's more like REO Speedwagon. So you know my demographic. And you just get to kind of fuss a little bit and work out, and you go home and you're much more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So again, your bio, you cover the corporate space and the workforce, as we have just addressed, but also those that really are fragile and have some serious health condition. That's quite the stretch.
I kind of fell into it on purpose. Several years ago, like 14, 15 years ago, I started working with Parkinson's patients. Mm-hmm. And that has been very dear to me. They get not diagnosed, but they also have other things happening, higher blood pressure or heart disease, things like that, along with the Parkinson's. So getting them out of that mental space of what's going wrong, and for an hour, what's going right. We walk on the treadmill, we talk about their grandkids or their dog or their vacation, and we just get out of that zone of diagnosis and into, you know, what's going on with your life and how's that restaurant? And I have learned from that age group that if they don't know it, it's not worth knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out a lot about restaurants and a lot about life.
Yeah.
And so get them to talk about what they're good at.
Cool. I bet they appreciate that.
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying what you're doing because that's definitely important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this show is obviously about networking, and we covered fear a little bit and something that you do and help your clients cross that line. My goal with this show is to alleviate some of the fear that individuals have when they hear that word networking. So can you help our listeners out by sharing your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've encountered?
Oh, gosh. And you're going to laugh when I get to the punchline. My daughter had, I was looking for a photographer, and she had suggested, you're going to love Stacy. And I go, sometimes I'm a little much, and so I thought, I'm going to love Stacy Cott. And I did. I met Stacy. She did my headshot. It was so much fun. It was like a party. And she suggested that I come to a networking event at her studio. Sure, you know, if there's even two people in the room that are like you, it'll be a party. So a couple weeks later, I show up, and there's a room full of women, and I get a cup of coffee, and I meet this gal at the coffee pot, and we're chatting, and I see her name, and I'm going, how do I know her? How do I know her? She didn't have the name of her company on there, just her name. But she was so engaging, and I'm so much sometimes, and she was very grounded and very calm and just a very positive energy. And I thought, oh, how do I know her? We sat down and went around the circle and introduced ourselves and our company. And she said, hi, I'm Lori Hybe from Keystone Click. Oh, my gosh. My daughter had her internship with you, and she talked and talked and talked and talked. But since I'd never seen your face before, I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's such a small world.
Yep.
And so that connection, just even without making the connection of who you were.
Yep.
And so when I needed a website, you helped me. And there was a lot of other social media things and website things that were just, you know, my world is not that, not at all. And so some of the tips that you gave that day and then later on was illuminating for me and very encouraging. Some of the things I had done and I really didn't know that they were the right thing. So I was very positively encouraged with, yeah, you're on the right track.
Cool. So, well, thank you for that.
that was one of my favorite ones because it was just so like a divine appointment,
if you will. That is fun. Well, I do a lot of networking, so I guess it was bound that I was one of the stories that a guest has shared. But thank you. I'm glad that it's good to know that I was pushing off positive, warm energy. Okay. So, Linda, I know that you're out and about and obviously working in the corporate world and you have quite diverse customer base. What do you do to stay in front of or nurture the community that you've developed?
Oh, I do go to a lot of networking events and connect with them a little bit there, go out for coffee or for lunch. So it's a one-on-one time because sometimes the events, there's a lot of busyness. So it's almost like speed dating, it feels like sometimes.
Sure. Yep.
So doing a one-on-one, it slows the pace down and you get to know that person. I do a little bit of social media as well because people's time is very precious.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little bit of emails or text messaging, whatever their preferred way to reach out, Facebook and LinkedIn. So there's snippets, but a blend of all of that just to keep in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the important part is to not lose track of the momentum that you've built with the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What advice would you offer that business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Still stay out there. And when you go to a networking event, it's not like a junior high dance where everyone's pressed up against the wall and you're afraid to talk. Go talk to someone, to anyone. If you come in with a question, like we're coming into the nice weather, what are you going to do for vacation this summer?
Sure. Yep.
And get something going. You'll never know where that conversation leads you.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to have a couple of speaking points right away so that you're not just standing there like with a blank expression going, I don't know what to say. So a little preparation in advance of the event, probably. That's really good advice. Now, we talked about attending events and doing the one-on-ones, and you briefly covered social media. But at the end of the day, I'm really curious, which one do you find more value in, the digital networking activities or the traditional networking?
Oh, I'm a little old school, so I love the in-person. Mm-hmm. I have found the value in social media. So it's a blend for me, but my heart really is in the in-person. You get to meet them and hear more of their story, and you become a family, not just a bunch of acquaintances on a spreadsheet somewhere.
Yep.
But it's relationships, and then the emails or the text messages. Hey, how you doing with whatever it was that you discussed the last time? How's your dog? How's your mother-in-law?
Sure.
But the face to face, you really make that connection mentally and heart to heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. Face to face and heart to heart. Okay, Linda, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Oh, be in the moment. When you're 20-something, declaring a major in college, it feels like you're making the decision for the next 40 or 50 years.
Yep.
And we have to reinvent ourselves. People's needs change, and how you deliver whatever it is that you're giving them, mm-hmm. helping them with, that changes. So don't be afraid to reinvent yourself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so that might be living in the moment for a couple of chapters and really enjoying what you're doing, and then not being afraid to change direction.
That makes sense. Live in the moment, but be ready to change direction mm-hmm. when it's time to change.
Yes.
Okay, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you would love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Oh, gosh. And this is such a hard question, because I've met so many interesting people that were like a divine appointment that I would have missed so many fantastic people.
Okay.
But to pick one, Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
With his work with Parkinson's, uh-huh. fundraising, and his personal experience, both of those, I think he would be an amazing person to meet and just to pick his brain.
Cool. How would you go about trying to connect with him?
Oh, start moving in a little more in that circle, not just support groups, but be more involved with neurologists maybe in Milwaukee or Chicago and see where those connections lead me.
Okay. Are you going to start doing that?
I think so. I've been reaching out to some neurologists in Milwaukee currently, and so
sure.
I might pursue that, press that a little bit harder.
Yeah, I might actually have a connection for you in that space.
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. So I think that'd be a really cool story to share, actually. And if you have that opportunity to connect with Michael J. Fox, I'd love to bring you back on and share that story with our listeners.
Yeah, you'll be the first one after my family.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, I mean, I would imagine that you're like me, lifelong learner, always learning new things. Therefore, I'm always interested and curious what books or podcasts my guests are into right now.
Actually, I'm in a Bible study.
Okay.
And we're reading Genesis.
Okay.
And so seeing and reading how people make the same mistakes over and over again and learning from other people's mistakes. And so it's not like I've invented a particular oops. Other people have made the same mistake, and how do they get out of it?
Sure.
Or prevent it from happening another time?
That's a good question. That's a lifelong question, right?
Exactly.
That tends to be something that happens over and over again. All right, so I'm going to throw you for a little loop here. I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me any question that you want.
Oh, my goodness. I guess, how did you start all of this? We have a lot of mutual friends, and so it's, you know, Lori's so much fun, and Lori does, but how did you, the fun, but then this is the techno world, I guess I'm struggling with it, the techno world, which is behind the scenes, how do you marry a personality that's computer and website and with being out and about? That seems polar to me. Very polar to me.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting question, and I have an interesting answer, actually. Let's see, going back into my high school years, I was very much into the artsy, crafty space. I took all the art classes that my high school offered to the point where I ended up taking classes at the community college and the art museum because there were no more options available for me. But I also fell in love with technology and I loved math. So I learned probably about 15 years ago that I'm actually a middle-brained person. Okay, so I'm not left-brained or right-brained. I'm very much in the middle. And I think that's where that beauty comes into play, is that I love the digital technology, but that creative marketing. And I think that's a uniqueness that that I bring to the table as a leader of the business and to our clients.
Oh, exactly. You can speak the language of someone who's way far out in left field and not techno geek. And you can kind of break it down for us, me, in language that we can understand. That's kind of nice that you can straddle both worlds.
Yeah. It's a unique trait. But I'm glad I have it.
So do a lot of other people, Lori.
I'm sure. That was a good question. Thank you very much. Linda, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
If you're supporting or growing a network, they're all friends who quickly may become family. And so reaching out isn't that hard if you're thinking of them as friends and family, just to check in and see how they're doing and keep talking, keep connecting.
I like that, treating them like friends and family. They're not siloed as something separate.
Exactly.
I think that's really good advice to share. Okay, Linda, so if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
They can connect initially with through Facebook or my website.
All right, and we will include that information in our show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Good conversation indeed. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Linda for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.